Welcome, friends, to Lunchtime Conversation. I'm your host, Nanette Weiser, and with me today is a fabulous artist and muralist who's also an educator, Sarah Salem. Welcome to studio, Sarah.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, you have a very iconic mural. We're going to start with that, and we were very happy that Scott Callison told us about this. And this was your Shine mural first year. So tell us about the mural, how you got involved in it, and then we're going to dive deep into the fabulous things that you do in our community.
Okay, so first of all, I want to mention that St. Pete Art Alliance were very supportive, very helpful. This was my first year with Shine. I had an amazing time. We did my mural as a community mural for the first 3 days. So I had people from LMCU Bank painting the mural, people from the chamber, people from the community, kids, adults, everyone was painting with me for 3 days. And then till the end of the festival, I finished the mural. I went on the lift and I finished all the upper parts. It was so much fun that everyone came, mingled, and enjoyed their time.
I just think it's wonderful, Sarah. I just want to mention, folks, that Sarah's back history is so interesting. You moved here from Dubai 4 years ago. You were a banker. But now you have Fi-Fi Artland, where you serve as the art director and co-founder. So tell us a little bit about this multidisciplinary art, wellness, and public art initiative that you kind of spearheaded here.
Yeah, thank you so much. So my education is fine arts. I have a bachelor's degree in fine arts. I'm originally from Egypt. This is where I got my certification, and then I moved to Dubai. Unfortunately, I went to the banking sector for a few years, but I had to go back to my nature, which is an artist and very creative. So this is why I moved from Dubai and I moved here. When I first visited here and I saw the murals everywhere on the wall, this is where I decided, no, I have to move to this city. The city is so beautiful. I can see art everywhere. And I moved 4 years ago. I opened my business, PP Artland. It's named based on an island in Thailand called PP Island, because we offer as well martial arts. It's called Muay Thai, which is the number one sport in Thailand. We do martial arts, we do murals, and we do fine art classes for kids and adults. And as well, we do community murals.
I love that. And, you know, there's so much to say about mind, body, art, and spirit, how wellness is both an art can be expressed in so many different ways. And you have, I mean, you are a Reiki instructor. You have wonderful people. In fact, a couple people that we've had in studio with us before. Tell us a little bit about your unique perspective on art and why you've chosen to mesh all of these passions.
So, first of all, our slogan is wellness through art. So it's through different art modalities. Either you're creating a mural and you're being creative and you're being in a zone, or you're learning art, or you're taking art as your therapy, your weekly therapy, or you're doing martial art. Martial art as well is a beautiful way for wellness. It's not just striking and a workout. You learn coordination, you learn so many things that's very helpful for your wellness.
I also think it's sort of a dance form in an interesting way. When you see it done, you know, I've seen my actually gone to exhibitions, and I just went to Spiff's out in, which was the big festival, and I said to myself, here are dancers here, and martial arts kind of has that feeling of dance, so it's very exciting. Tell me how you pick your subjects. Now, you just did the big mural with the pelican, correct?
With the pelican, yes. It's the pelican mural on 22nd and 4th.
That is wonderful. And tell us a little, go ahead.
And the name of the mural is Sol, S-O-L, which is the sun. Just wanted to share the name.
Oh, that's wonderful. And so you have, let's dive down into some of the things that you're doing. You have the Holistic Art Workshop. Tell me a little bit about what that is like, and then we'll go into the painting with spirit.
Sure. I'm also a Reiki instructor and a sound bath instructor and a yoga instructor. So I try as much as I can to collaborate between yoga, sound bath, and art. Like most of my holistic workshops, we start but with the discussion, then we go into like 10, 15 minutes meditation with the sound bath that makes you ready to create and to be intuitive in your art. So this is how I structure my workshops. We also have an evergreen class is for like 50 and up. This class is going really well because people come and they meet people and their age and they mingle and they make new friendships while creating and being intuitively.
You know, this is, it's almost like a third place, a place where people can go and find a community and find like-minded people. Tell me a little bit about your transformation. I mean, obviously you loved art. Like all of us, sometimes we, I love writing, but sometimes we have to take jobs in other sectors. But tell me a little bit about growing up. Did you come from a family of artists? How did you get involved in art? What was it about art that spoke to you?
So, no, I didn't come from a family of artists, but I used to love art when I was a kid. I used to love mainly colors, bright colors, and coloring and painting. And I didn't see myself doing anything else. Like, I always want to use my hands. I want to use my craft. Want to, like, help people with using whatever I know, the best that I know. And this is how I went into art.
And so you have traveled all over the world. What is it? Mm-hmm. And you say that St. Petersburg really spoke to you because of the public art and the murals. Talk to me a little bit about, I know that you also do murals for people, and I wanted to just point out, not only are you an educator and you have these wonderful holistic classes and you have art and martial arts, but you also, if people are interested in having a mural, you will work with them to bring public art to their building. Tell us a little bit about that.
So yeah, so we do residential murals, we do commercial murals, we do community murals or team building murals. It can be done over just one day if I'm going to bring you a movable wall. We can do it as a one-day event, or if you want to do it on a permanent wall, I can do it myself, or if you want to be involved in it with your team, with your guests, we do that as well.
So tell me a little bit about where people, walk us through St. Pete and where we can see some of your murals.
So you can see my mural, the Pelican mural on 22nd and 4th. You can see another mural that I did as a community mural. It was funded as well by St. Pete Art Alliance. It's on Central. It's like women's faces with all elements of St. Pete on the women's faces. I don't know if you've seen it before.
Yeah.
I have another one in Countryside Mall. It's like a 70s style theme. I have so many residential. I have one on Sarasota on the beach next to Ben and Jerry's. I believe those are the public ones. All the other ones are residentials.
Love that. So talk to me a little bit about you. I'm sure that you also just do some art for yourself. So what are you working on now just for you?
For myself, I just finished a set of, and it's an Egyptian theme set. Like I did Cleopatra, Anubis Rising. I usually use mixed media. So sometimes I used fluid art with acrylics, with molding paste. I try to make it diverse as much as I can.
That's wonderful. And, you know, it is Women's History Month. And talk to me. You have a wonderful class that I want to take. It's Ladies Art Night. Tell me a little bit about, you, of course, mentioned a historical favorite of mine, Cleopatra. Scheherazade, another favorite of mine that I would love to somehow see on my wall one day. But talk to me a little bit about the importance of women, especially as they get older and go through menopause and they're maybe creating a third chapter, the importance of embracing art as a way of expression. Talk to me a little bit about that.
So our Ladies' Night, I structured it in a way that it's fun, and in the same time, you're going to learn something and you're going to go home with a beautiful art. So we don't do it as a step-by-step following the teacher. No, everyone is painting wherever they want to paint because everyone wants to hang something different in their house and they have different styles. So everyone is painting a different painting and the teacher is guiding them through it while having fun and while meeting like-minded people. And I believe that women need this time for themselves at least once a month. This is how we thrive.
And you also are looking in, so I love your philosophy to reawaken the childlike wonder. And folks, so there are classes in acrylic painting, drawing, martial arts, oil painting, watercolors, kids 7 to 14, teens 11 through 19, and I love it, evergreen art classes 50 plus. Tell me a little bit about your staff. I see that you are a team. You have, I believe, let's start with Violette Hastings, your muralist and art instructor.
So we have a team. We're currently three muralists. I have Violette and Sandra. We work together. We do murals together. They're also the teachers here at CP. So I believe that I have a strong team, that we're all teachers, we're all educators, and we all do murals as well. And this helps so much, especially with the community or team building murals, because people are not coming just to hold the brush and paint and gain no knowledge. So we are educators and we're able to teach them to do them this by themselves.
What do you hope to do in the future? What's on your to-do for 2026, and what would be your dream project?
So my hope to do for 2026 is to create as much community murals as I can, because I have seen how it affects people and how much they have fun, and especially people who didn't know that they can paint or draw. When they learn and they come at the end and they say, oh, I didn't know that I can do that, this is the best feeling in the world. It's very rewarding. So I hope that I can create as much community and team building murals as I can to beautify the city more.
So tell us how people, folks, if you've just joined me, I've been talking to Sarah Salem. She is so wonderful. And I said it wrong in the beginning. It is PP Artland, which stands for an island in Thailand. You've seen her wonderful Pelican community mural, her first part in Shine. And that Pelican is named Soul. She was brought to us by Scott Calista, who I know is a great supporter of Sarah's, as is the Chamber of Commerce. Sarah, tell us how people can find out more about you in social and on your website.
So you can find my Instagram, my direct Instagram, it's at Sarah Salen RC, and also my business Instagram, it's at PP Artland. PP is, it's the letters is PHI, so like Fi-Fi Artland. And as well, our website, phiartland.com, and our Facebook is the same.
We will have all of the information about the school, the Arts Center, about Sarah, and all the links to her social media. Sarah, before we leave, tell our listeners why pursuing art, looking at art as an expression, is so important to the soul.
It's so important to the soul to take a minute and to go out of corporate life or out of all the noise and the headache and just to use it as a meditative tool, it helps a lot.
Sarah, it's been a delight talking to you. We look forward to talking about, let us know about your upcoming exhibits or community murals so that we can have our Radio St. Pete listeners get involved. Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you so much for having me. It was awesome. Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.